Section 3. Jane's answer.
It is quite true that American state capitals tend to be located in small towns. That is because, as a rule of thumb, most American cities first developed along major waterways, such as rivers, lakes, and oceans. In the early days of the United States, water transportation was the cheapest, safest, and most dependable means of moving people and goods. But when the states needed to choose a capital to carry out administrative duties, they often chose an area conveniently situated somewhere in the middle of the state to be easily reached by all of the population. That central area often proved to be inland and was usually not as populated as other areas. But, as in almost all things concerning the American government and laws, there are many exceptions to this general rule. Political pressure by influential people or groups had a great effect on where to place the state capital. Sometimes the capital city was large, but dwindled in size and influence as other areas developed more quickly. However, roughly a third of the cities, like Atlanta, Georgia, are both the largest city and the capital city. By the way, the United States government was originally planning to place its capital city in the large city of Philadelphia, but decided against it because government officials wanted a location independent of and free from interference from any state government.